Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Scott Shanley, former linebacker for the New Orleans Saints, joins us live on WWL. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Sure. Scott, tell us your first reaction.
I'm shocked. I really am. I think, you know, we all knew this day was going to come sometime. I thought it would be a lot later than today. But, you know, I think it's shocking more so because, you know, for the past 5, 6, 7 years, it's constantly Sean Payton's leaving. Sean Payton's going to be traded. Sean Payton's going to be the Dallas Cowboys coach. And eventually you just kind of brush it all off and you think he's going to be our coach forever. And so I think that's why I'm shocked more than anything.
You know, my brother used to predict every year the Saints are going to the Super Bowl. And I said, you know, if you keep doing this, 1 year you're going to be right. And that 1 year he was right.
That's how this feels. That's definitely how this feels. I know there's been a lot of national media guys who have kind of always had Sunday splash reports, as Coach Payton coined it, as having him retiring or going up other places. And eventually he was going to be right, and he got this one right today.
Scott, give us maybe a couple of quotes that Sean would constantly tell you guys, you know, to motivate you. Obviously, don't eat the cheese, but are there some other ones that stick out in your mind?
Yeah, Coach Payton was, I mean, he's the greatest motivator I've ever been around. And it's not rah-rah. It's not jumping up and down. It's not getting in your face. And I played in the Sean Payton era when he was trying to set a tone, you know, in 06, trying to build a foundation of wanting tough guys, being smart guys, being accountable guys. And there were just I don't know if there was so much as sayings. And that was the one unique thing about Coach Payton is there wasn't the same thing repeated to you. It was he had a great pulse of the team, where we were at mentally, physically, what he needed to do. And, you know, he would just do little things like, obviously you just mentioned, don't eat the cheese, you know, the trap games, hanging the mouse traps from the ceiling during a game where everybody was going to tell you were going to win because you had a big game the next week and you weren't supposed to worry about that opponent, putting empty gas cans in old veteran players' locker rooms and making fun of them, asking them if they have any gas left in the tank or if they need to sign a new young player. And it was things like that more than saying, like I said, Coach Payton, there was nothing that he ever recycled. And I think that's what was so unique about him is you never got tired of him. You never got tired and thought, oh, I already know what he's going to say. And it is so rare as a player to sit there and be waiting to see what your coach is going to say. And that's what makes him a great coach.
Do you think, Scott, that a part of that, you said he never recycled, do you think a part of that is the reason why perhaps he's stepping down because he's kind of run its course, so to speak? And I know this past year, dealing with all the things that he dealt with the hurricane and then new quarterback post Drew Brees, along with 57 different players that started the game, I think it was really taxing on him this year.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question about it. And you couple that with the last 5 years of this team being a good enough team to go to a Super Bowl and not making it. I think those things kind of warn him. That business is not easy. Those guys are compensated well. He's one of the highest paid coaches out there coaching football. And even that wasn't enough to bring him back. And I think the one thing he always said to us as players, and he's obviously living it, is when you've already thought about retirement, you've already retired. When you don't have that hunger and passion to play, you've already retired. So from that perspective, I respect him walking away from the game if he knows his heart's not into putting everything he has to do, to staying in late at night, to watching film, to coming up with game plans. And he obviously felt like he needed a break from that.
Scott, would you be surprised if he goes to the media?
To TV, you're saying, to media?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't surprise me one bit. In fact, I thought I was talking about that with somebody the other day when there were rumors that maybe he could be slipping in for Aikman. if Aikman goes and does Amazon mm-hmm. taking over Thursday Night Football. And I said, honestly, I would be happy for him if that happened. I mean, he's coached so long, he's put so many hours in. For him to kind of do what Gruden did for all those years with ESPN on Monday Night Football, I think he would really enjoy it, first of all. I think he would love doing that. I think it would give the nation a side of Sean Payton that only us as players got to see. And he's got a great personality. And a lot of times when he stands in front of the local media and he's in coach mode. There's a side of Sean Payton that a lot of people don't get to see, but I think a lot of people would really appreciate.
Scott, is there a one-on-one moment you remember with him, just you and him, throughout your career, whether it was a moment of levity or a moment of, you know, a critical conversation or a game plan, what have you?
No, I think the conversations I remember more with Coach Payton were at the end of my career. I think, you know, when I was in my 10th year, unfortunately, it was the year he was suspended. So I had to play my last year without him. And I remember making a comment to Coach Bitt about, you know, this is probably going to be it for me. I knew my time was done. My contract was going to be up. I didn't want to play anymore. And it was unfortunate. And I sat down with Coach Bitt and said, I just wish it could have been with Sean, because Sean's the reason I'm here. He's the reason he gave me an opportunity to trade for me. And when Sean came back February, I think it was 2013, he called me over the office. He said, hey, we're not going to sign you in free agency. And I told him, hey, listen, I already had this conversation with Coach Vitt. And I thanked him for everything. We had a great conversation. It was awesome. It was a great ending that I was able to have in New Orleans because of him. And it was a great conversation. Then a couple years later, I ended up bringing my family back into town, brought my boys in for the Seattle Saints game. And, you know, Coach Payton's like, if you're coming into town, you're sitting in my suite. Put us up in the suite. Talked with him after the game, and I'll never forget him bragging up me to my kids. It was an awesome moment to have a coach sit there and tell your kids, hey, your dad was a great man. He did this for us. He was always accountable. He was there every week. It was such a great experience, and he's a big reason why you know, life turned out the way it did for me.
That's a great story, because sometimes it takes somebody else to make you a hero to your own kids.
Yeah. There's no question.
Scott, what's something about Sean Payton that people don't know that you think it would be okay if they knew?
Well, I think I kind of alluded to it. I think the thing that would shock most people about Coach Payton is they see the coaching side of Coach Payton. Now, the past few years, they've seen a little bit more of his personality, the dance in the locker room, which is for us guys, us old guys, we laugh. We're like, what? Where was that, Sean, when we were in Jackson, Mississippi? So they started to see that he has a fun side. And that's why I kind of root for him to get into TV, because Sean is a different guy outside of the coaching persona. And it's not an act. You have to be a certain way as a coach to command respect. When you're dealing with guys as ages 21 to 40 now at quarterback, you have to have a certain persona. And that it's a special trait that not many people have, and he has it.
Scott, I've heard others that played for him refer to game day Sean Payton. What is game day Sean Payton?
Game day Sean is – if you ever see that glare, you know, where that mouth is kind of puckered on the sideline and he gives you that stare, game day Sean is a mode that, you know, once Sunday comes around, you don't want to be on his bad side, because you're going to get game day Sean. He is just tunnel vision. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about feelings. He doesn't care about anything else but winning that game. Whatever he has to do to win that game, if he has to tell you something that's going to hurt your feelings, if he has to tell you something to get you to play your best level, he's going to do it. So game day Sean is definitely an experience that all of us old guys still laugh about it.
Scott Shanley, former Saints linebacker who knows Coach Payton, thanks for your time, and thanks for your thoughts and reflection on Sean Payton.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.